I find small sand makes a mountain, and moments make a year. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I find that small sands make a mountain, and moments make a year. Every little thing we do in life is cumulative. It adds one to the other. And it adds beautifully one to the other, bringing great dimensions, great experiences, great oneness. The difficulty that we have is that we oftentimes seek to have the sand cohesive with the rest of the sand before the sand even knows that it's sand. We have ideas that flow through our head, and we try to put them into a package, and we don't even know what that package is going to be. We don't even know how it's going to be. Now, what is one of the most important things for us to ever do? Well, they say consistency is a hobgoblin of little minds. But they also say consistency is the foundation of all life. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? As our friend Emerson, who said they were, was a hobgoblin of little minds. And in a way, it is a hobgoblin of little minds, because it is so many details, so many ideas, so many projects, and none of them make any sense. Well, we don't really know what sense is made out of things. Now, every one of you is 25 at least. And every one of you have gone to school. And every one of you have taken subjects in school that you thought you would never in your entire life have any use for. Mm-hmm. You took subjects that you thought, now why in the world do I have to take a subject like this? It's of no use to me. I'm not going to be working in that area at all. And so it was. In school, I had very little interest in bookkeeping. And I didn't bother working too hard at it. And so, what's one of the first jobs I got when I got out of college?
You were a bookkeeper.
I was a bookkeeper for Griswold Bateman Warehouse, keeping books of the liquor accounts, which had to have a dozen different aspects to it. It had the county tax, the city tax, the state tax, the brewery tax, the national tax, the luxury tax. Oh, it had taxes. I never knew we had taxes for, you know. And here I was keeping records of all that stuff. Well, it wasn't so difficult because it was all pretty much printed on the label of the liquor itself. But there were some that came from foreign ports, and they didn't have this all pre-printed on it, and so I had to know what it was, and I had to call the agency and find out what taxes apply to that particular type of a thing. And my books were excellent. I kept excellent books. Nobody could check me because nobody had the slightest idea what I was doing. And so I was excellent. I was accurate to a T. I was wonderful. They really wanted to keep me there, too. And they would give me big boxes of candy to keep me there, filled with that succulent stuff inside, you know, chocolates that are filled with cream, special cream. Not just an ordinary cream, but a real luxuriant cream. You know the kind, Ingeborg? The real rich stuff. My goodness. Well, I never thought I'd ever need it. Then I went into my newspaper work, and I had to keep accounting at my newspaper work in a different way, because I was a stringer for different newspapers. I wrote for many daily newspapers for my weekly newspaper standard, and I got money for that, and I had to keep track of it to keep the records out, because I was an paid employee worker, you know, and I had to keep track of that stuff. Then, when I went off on my own, and I had to keep my annual records, my annual books, and my annual everything. And I said, no way am I going to keep employee records. Everybody's going to be an independent contractor who comes here, or is going to be a monk and they get nothing except room and board, and it's just a church. And you know, you can do that up to a point, but when you have 1,000 employees, or even 100, or even 10, you can't do that. You have to go by all their rules. And so, what once was an enigma to me, and an anathema, it was certainly bookkeeping. I had no interest in it whatsoever, and yet it became one of the primary tigers of my life. Mm-hmm. And this is what we do. Is what we do. If we will build everything that we do, if we will, every subject we take in school, every opportunity we have to learn something, if we will do it with all our heart and all our soul and all our being, then that's great. Now, one of our independent contractors told us that his girlfriend is going to finish her high school diploma, and that it is done today, and he's going to go to her graduation ceremony. She hadn't finished it in high school because she had too many things that were distracting to her. And now her boyfriend said, "You finish it or pack up, you know." And so she finished. And the little things that she could have done so easily before took time now. But now she looks at it from a new point of view. She looks at it from the point of view, I will have a use for this, because my boyfriend says this is how he uses it, this is how he does it, and I'll have a use for it too. Now, one of our lady friends sent her son over here to work on our plumbing. And she had been a worker in a cafe as a waitress, and a very charming waitress. We always looked forward to seeing her there when we went to that restaurant. And so, what did she do? She went through school, she went through everything, she did all these things, and she never dreamed she was going to have to do bookkeeping. Well, then her husband's business called for someone to do the books. And she said, "Well, I'll give it a try." And she gave it a try, and she says, "This isn't hard, I like this. You see, and in high school, she never took any courses in bookkeeping. In all of her work, she never done it because she never thought she'd use it. Now, Ellen Jeremini, you know, the associate director here of the University of Healing, she went all through high school, through elementary school, through upper school. She went through everything, and she never took one course or one interest in bookkeeping.
For sure not.
And her husband was very competent in that. She didn't have to worry about a thing. And they always had money, and there was always everything was in balance. And then all of a sudden, she became in charge of the University of Healing. And she had to keep the books. And she went through hell. Because she read all the things you're supposed to do and attempted to do it, and there was no way she could do it because it didn't apply. But what did apply, she did very well. And it was very easy for her to do. Then she realized that it didn't take any time at all, because every day she'd take 5 or 10 minutes, apply it to it, zap, everything be in order. And when the end of the month came, she'd just tie up her figures. And you know, the strange thing was, everything balanced. And I told her, "Ellen, if you're ever off a penny or two, take it out of your pocket and put it in there and balance it." And she said, no, I've never been off." And she was never off. But you see, then each person that we have who comes along to take over that role, though, like Stefan, he used to be in accounting, he used to be in banking.
Yes.
And he, what?
Sylvia has done it too.
Oh,
I was in bookkeeping. I did it too, yeah.
Here?
And Ingeborg did the bookkeeping.
With Quicken.
Oh, you both did it? All three?
Yeah, but I did it on the computer with Quicken.
Well, that's great. And how did it go?
Yeah, always.
And how'd it go?
I started at the beginning, and then when I had made the records, then I put in a disc so that I could immediately record on the disc what goes in one and the other.
Good.
Nobody told me how to do it.
Good. Well, that's the best way to learn, is to have you teach yourself. And you see, now, every little thing, like every little number, going into your bookkeeping, so at the end of the period, everything balances out. It builds that mountain. Yes, Ellen?
Yes.
And unless you have that mountain properly built, you have everything in a mess. This is why they say here, I find small sands make a mountain, and moments make a year. So each moment that we have one thing to do, to say, I like me. And each grain of sand, I would call a grain of sand a thought. So each thought that we have, we build the mountains of our life out of our thoughts. And we want to build the mountains of our life out of our thoughts because they are well thought. And Sylvia, you took what program?
Quicken.
Quicken.
The same like we use now.
Yeah, Quicken is what Microsoft promotes. They sell it with the program. No, they didn't?
It's a separate program.
I thought that they had that. Well, maybe
they have one that comes with.
But it's different.
Different.
Oh, and Quicken's good.
Quicken is simple.
Oh, great. And so all of you were able to use Quicken. Does Stefan like Quicken too?
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's great. Well, it just shows you can do anything, anytime, anywhere, anyhow, and have a ball doing it. But remember, one small thought makes a universe of ideas. And one moment of time is the allness, because there is no other time besides what we are in right now. So have a lovely day.
Thank you.
And know that I love you, I love you,
I love you.
I love you. I love you.